Y'all, hey, what's going on out there in Blog Talk Land? This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and I hope y'all are having a great Wednesday out there. Hey, it's hump day, y'all. Y'all know hump day is always one of them days that kind of get you ready for the weekend. You know, you done made it halfway through, and now you're working on the other half. What I'm talking about. Hey, today we got another great show scheduled for you. And the topic of the show will be Easter, a celebration of life or death. And I'm sure we're going to have some things to talk about. You know, 2 weeks before the celebration of Easter, and everybody talking about Easter suit dresses and baskets and all that kind of stuff, man. But y'all tell me something. What in the world does chocolate bunnies and chocolate eggs have to do with Easter? What does that have to do with anything? I know. Of course, we're going to be talking about those things today on the show. So sit back, go ahead and get your drink, you know, whatever you're sipping on, and get ready for a great conversation, because we're going to get it on today and see if we can, you know, bring this thing about what is Easter, what does it really stand for? Because sometimes, you know, we're just not doing it right, letting our kids know what the true meaning of that this holiday is. You know what I mean? So, what I'm going to do for about the last... we're going to just talk it up for a moment. Hey, but I'm telling you, man, that groove right there is something else. I tell you, man, it be having me bobbing my head and care, though, like I just lost my mind. I mean, that, man, I tell you, that's a cool groove right there. I'm going to keep that one permanently, I think. Once again, this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. And y'all know what? We got some things for you today. And as we always do, we start off the show with little tidbits of things here and there. You know, give two people a chance to go through the rigmarole of getting through the new Blog Talk requirements to get on. I know, man. It's amazing that some of the stuff you got to do to sign on these days. But, hey, they do it, right? They do it. I know. I'm feeling a kind of mellow way today, so I don't think I'm going to be yelling and screaming too much today. So we're going to leave that to the callers. That's right. We're going to leave it to the callers, see if they get some yelling and screaming going. Now, we ain't going to do too much yelling and screaming. All right, y'all, let's get started here. All right, today is Wednesday, March the 20th, 2013. Wow, man, I tell you, the third month almost gone. Now, if you want to join in the conversation today, that's no problem. Just give me a call, 347-838-8622. If you can't call, send me an email, ericletstalk@gmail.com. I'm on Twitter at driven4forlife622. And also, I have a Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Hey, those are the ways you can get in contact with me. I'm always checking all of them. So, hey, just pick which one you want to talk to me on. I respond. I promise I will respond. One time or another, I will get back with you. All right. While we waiting, let's go on and get the house rules out of the way, because we have to do that. Because some people don't know how to pay attention to the house rules. So we have to keep saying it over and over and over and over and over again. This show covers some very touchy subjects. And I am sure somebody may be offended. Well, if that is the case, you know, your ears are just a little too sensitive about what we may be discussing and the words that some of the callers may use, we do apologize for that. Of course, we're not going to let it get raunchy or anything like that. But this is an adult show, and sometimes adult things are said. And because adult things are said, we just have to go with it. You know, of course, you know, all the regulars, they already are aware of the ground rules and certain words that just aren't allowed on the show. I don't care who you are, just certain words aren't going to be allowed. All right? Now, we do encourage open dialogue and like to hear everyone's opinion. You know, we want to hear what all of you have to say out there. But also, don't talk over each other. When you call in and someone else talking, be polite. Just like you would like someone to be polite and respectful to you while you're speaking, we would like for you to show the same courtesy towards someone else that's speaking, okay? That's easy, right? Just basic your communication 101. Let the other person finish talking before you start, right? All right. Please make your responses short and sweet and to the point. Now, I do understand that I do have some of my callers that call in and they get kind of long with it. So what we're going to start doing in some cases is imposing a 3-minute time limit. That's right. I said 3-minute time limit. If you can't get out what you need to say in 3 minutes, then you may have to go wait your next turn and wait till your next 3 minutes. That's all I'm going to say about that. Oh, Lord. Also, as adults, we do not need to be attacking each other personally, so no personal attacks are allowed, none whatsoever. Now, we can attack the situation or the subject, whatever we're talking about. We can attack that. You know, that's no problem. But the personal attacks toward another caller or what have you, we will not tolerate that. Of course, if any of these guidelines are violated, we will not hesitate to mute you on the spot, or as I like to say, tase you. Now, when I say tase, I mean mute you, cut you off. No one will hear you but yourself. And if you continue to do it, no problem. I will kick you off the line. Okay? Also, do not come in my chat room starting on this either, because I will kick you out of that also. Yes, I have controls to kick you out of that too. Just so some of you will know. Now, if you want to join the chat room and don't want to, you know, call online, no problem. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62. All right. And, you know, just log in and just come on into the chat room. Or just go to the search box on www.blogtalkradio.com and put Mr. Talk, all one word, and it'll bring you right to my chat room. All right, so now that we have all that out of the way, let's get started, man. So, y'all, let's talk. You know what I forgot to do today, man? I forgot there was a, I forgot to pick my song of the day. I knew it was something I was forgetting because, oh boy, I tell you, it's been a long day already. And you know what? Since I forgot to pick a song of the day, I'm just going to put a song out there. And let's see. The song of the day will be Brighter Day. Yes, that's right. Brighter Day by Kirk Franklin. Okay? Y'all look that up. See, I knew I'd have it in there eventually. I forgot, man. I really did. Wow. We got to do better than that. We got to do better. All right. Quote of the day. Carpe diem. Quam minimum. Quidula posterio. Y'all understood any of that? You ain't know I could speak the foreign languages, did you? See? I'm full of surprises, right? Okay. In English, that says, seize the day, put no trust in tomorrow. All right? In other words, do what you can do today. Don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow because you have no control over that. So do what you can get done today and let tomorrow take care of itself. Isn't that, that's just too easy. Now it's by Horace. That's too easy, huh? That's simple. That's something that's really simple, but it's something that a lot of us fail to do. You know, we want to say, well, I can get to do the rest of this tomorrow. But you got to understand, tomorrow isn't here yet. That's why it's tomorrow. You may not be here. Hitting tomorrow may show up, but you may not show up in tomorrow. That's right. So seize the day. Do what you can do now. Get done what you can do today. You know, labor as hard as you can today. Put no trust in tomorrow, because tomorrow, as we like to say along the way, is not promised to no one. Woo! Now I think about it, that's a little deep there, isn't it? Yeah. Deep but simple. Deep but simple. You can't, boy, I tell you, can't go wrong with that kind of thinking. And it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. So, see, and here's the thing. It's Wednesday, right? So you know you're at the middle of the week. So knock out as much as you can today, tomorrow, today. Then that's less you have to do tomorrow if you're blessed enough to make it to tomorrow, right? Do as much as you can tomorrow, then there's Friday if you're blessed to make it to Friday. But my point is, work your butts off today, man. Get it done. You know, do what you can today. If you want to live after, you know, if it's something you want to do after you get off, do it. You know, live life to the fullest today, not tomorrow, today. Now, you can't worry about yesterday. You definitely can't worry about tomorrow. All you have right now is today, right now. So live it to the fullest. Do what you got to do. Do what you want to do. You know, that's the problem with a lot of us. We hang around and we want to just chill and do nothing and, you know, procrastinate. And then when your time is up, you're like, man, I wish I had done so-and-so. Hey, you've had the time, you know. Just because you work and you get off and you just say you're so tired to you can't do anything, if that's on you then. Hey, live life to the fullest. Springtime is around the corner. Hey, well, springtime is here in some places. I know it is here in Texas. So, hey, do what you got to do, man. Do what you got to do. All right? All right. Okay. I'm getting the soapbox was on Monday, wasn't it? I know. Well, today is Wednesday. We 2 days removed from Monday. Okay. I can get on the soapbox a little bit because, you know what? I can do that. That's right. I can do that. But it's all good, y'all. It's all good. Just remember, quote of the day, live for today. Don't worry about tomorrow because you have no control over that, okay? Seize the day, put no trust in tomorrow. All right. Now, let's get on with a couple of shows that, a couple of topics that we've talked about before, but I thought we would go back and cover them a little bit more because there's some things that, you know how you out there, you surfing the web and you're just reading, trying to catch up on what's going on in the world. And then there's certain stories that just grab you. You know, they just like slap you in the face, say, hell, read me. You got to read me because you're not going to believe this. Yeah. And I found a couple of stories that fit that category while I was, you know, doing a little research for the store. Hey, Buck Styles, I see you out there. Thank you for joining us today. All right. Okay. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. This is the stories that slap you upside the head and say, hey, check me out. And, you know, it's things we've talked about on this show more than once. And something is part of a conversation that we constantly have to have. We do. We constantly have to have this conversation. And we've debated, or better yet, examined what is wrong with our families today. No, we talked about the families. We talked about the kids, the parents, the foundations of what's going on in society and why we're having so much problem with our kids. But here's one more illustration of why the subsequent generation's prospects seem so depressing, man. I mean, here's the reason why kids today, man, the generation that's coming up right now, I really feel sad for them. I really do, because it's not all of the children's fault. It's the parents. It's the parents. Some of it, you can't, I don't care how you say it, how you get around it, it is on the parents. It is. And here's an example of it being on the parents. Chuck E. Cheese brawl. Child's birthday turns to 18-man fist fight. Drug arrest in Florida. Now, you know, look, I was raised in Florida, okay? I'm going to tell you, I was raised in Florida. And I used to go to Chuck E. Cheese. Heck, I used to even take, when I was coming up, I used to take my dates to Chuck E. Cheese. Because Chuck E. Cheese was the place to be. Fun, family. You understand what I'm saying? However, it has gotten so bad. Our parenting has gotten so bad now till you can't even take your child to a place like Chuck E. Cheese without worrying about somebody starting a fight and shooting. I mean, a melee on Saturday led to the arrest of Brianna Walker, the birthday child's mother, Alfred Peoples, and Robert Thompson. Walker, now, that's the child's mother. I'm going to put that there. She allegedly had Xanax pills and marijuana in her purse. Okay. And someone that was in her entourage or with her was found with crack cocaine and morphine. Now, this is in, let's really break this down. This is in Chuck E. Cheese. They're having a child, a birthday party for her child, but yet they're walking around with all this in their purse. Are y'all beginning to see where I'm going with this? Huh? Y'all see where I'm going? I know we like to blame everything on the children about, you know, why they're struggling and getting in so much trouble. But you see why now. Look what this, she's the parent of the child's the child whose birthday it was, and she's got all this stuff in her pocketbook around a bunch of kids. What if that pocketbook just happened to fall over, nobody sees it, and kids somewhere in Chuck E. Cheese pick it up? Huh? What if, and not knowing what it is, because they too busy playing, may think it's something to play with and ingest it or something. Now we got a whole another child that's down for some ignorant parent. Yeah, that's right, y'all. I'm on that soapbox again. Now, not only that. Now, remember, we're still in Chuck E. Cheese now. Two men start arguing. All right? And they start a fist fight in the dining room. They started arguing in the bathroom. Okay? And minutes later, they started fist fighting, in the dining room. Okay? They start fighting in the dining room. But then, to top it off, six other people join in. This is in Chuck E. Cheese. At a birthday party. At a birthday party, y'all. This is not a Royal Rumble or anything like this. This is in Chuck E. Cheese. A bunch of kids, family outing, and you got clowns in there fighting, drugs. And even after the employees finally moved the battle outside, but in the process of moving the battle outside, the birthday boy's grandmother was trampled. So now you running over Big Mama, trying to fight and act a fool. Not acting your age, really? And you wonder why our kids are headed down the road they're headed now? Hell, the parents aren't setting any type of damn example for them at all. But yeah, that's not the end of the story. The fight spilled out into the street and continued miles away. So they went from fighting in the bathroom inside Chuck E. Cheese to outside the restaurant to miles down the road to one knucklehead decide he gonna pull a gun and fire a shot at a car and hit a passenger in the leg. They ain't caught who fired the shot yet. So now we done had drugs, right? A fight, gunshots, all a trampled grandmother. And all this is at Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese, man. Really? And then to also top that off, investigators later found empty vodka bottles hidden in a diaper bag at the scene. Ciroc or whatever y'all call that stuff y'all drank. That's what the vodka bottles were. Okay? And then they left the restaurant without paying a $300 bill. Don't that sound like that was a setup? I mean, this is all at Chuck E. Cheese at a birthday party. at a birthday party, people. What? How do you? And this is the type of parenting and examples we're setting for our kids now, correct? This is what we, and I'm going to say we because, you know, you can't say they anymore because when things go good, we claim it. So when things go bad, we're going to have to start claiming it. Maybe that's how we'll take care of it. But, no, this is not every parent, okay? But it's becoming more of a problem for these young parents. Because some of us other parents won't try and guide them the right way. Now, if you want to read more about the story and what have you, and look at the news clip, I'm putting the link in the chat room. You know, so you can check that out. But it's just crazy. It's crazy. And why? Why are we going through this still? With all the, and yes, I'm gonna say it. Yes, they were black. Yes, with all the stereotypes and the problems we as a black community have already, why do we continue to put more of a black eye on ourselves? Why? Why do we continue to do this? You know, we don't have to worry about anybody destroying us because we steady destroying our freaking selves. Oh, we constantly doing something that further illustrates that we're not ready. Now, I know some of y'all say, well, you're not ready for what? We ain't ready for shit. I'm just going to put it out there. Excuse me. I'm going to say it. We're not ready. We're not ready for the dream, as per se. We're not ready for the 40 acres of the mule. We're not ready. Hell, we're not even ready to live among each other. And I'm not talking about the white, the Asians, the Hispanics, the Latinos. I'm talking about we're not even ready to live among our damn selves, the blacks. And I'm not saying African American. I'm saying blacks. If you got a problem with it, too bad. I'm just going to tell you like I'm telling you. That's right. And this is another illustration of the way it's going. A child can't even go and enjoy his birthday because the parents are just too damn stupid and immature and irresponsible and just idiots. Idiots. You're going to your child's birthday party. Why do you have a Xanax pill in your pocketbook? Why do you have weed in your pocketbook? Why somebody else with you got crack cocaine and morphine? Y'all a bunch of damn dope fiends. Dope fiends. So y'all wasn't trying to pay no bill anyway. And then you bring two clowns with you that going to get in a fight in the bathroom and just break out in the dining room fighting. Then we have 16 other knuckleheads that join in. Why? Because somebody's fighting. You know the bad thing, they probably didn't know anybody. They just started throwing fists. Why? Just because. And they probably thought it was cool. So now you tearing up somebody's business, right? And it probably was a black-owned business. They move you outside, and you still going to continue to show out till you trampled the grandmother. Really? You trampled Big Mama. Where's the respect? I know. I remember when my mother was alive, bless her soul, may she rest in peace. At my age now, I still was afraid to do certain things in front of my mom, fighting whatever, you know, because that's the respect I had for her. What's going on these days? They don't have respect for their own themselves, their children, their families, their parents. None of that. The black race. The human race. I'm putting it all out there, man. I'm telling you. It's just crazy. Idiocracy. That's the word I'm using today. Oh, my goodness. I don't understand, y'all. I don't understand. You know, and that's one of them stories that just slapped me in my face when I was checking them out today. Because I could not believe that somebody would actually do that. You know, your child's birthday party turns into an 18-man fist fight and drug arrest, including the baby's mother. Oh, man, talk about stupidity at its finest. Hey, Benny, I see you out there, man. Lo, I see you too, man. I see you out there listening. You're probably in there slinging them weights around. I know. Oh, but, yeah, so I'm going to get off my soapbox with that. I really am. But that was just something that I had to get out, man. Because as much as we talk about, you know, what can we do to make our kids better and how can we, you know, what can we do to change the directions they're going in? And then you look at something like this. You get something like this in the news. Really? Really? We're not ready, y'all. We aren't ready at all. Maybe one time we were, but as of right now, the way things are looking and going, hell no, we're not ready. We're not ready for it. We're not. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right. I'm going to get off of that one, too. And see, I know y'all like, here he go with that parenting and that old stuff, crazy stuff again. He always talking about that. Why he always talking about that? Because we need, as you can see, we need to do something. Hell, I think, we need to do more than talk now. I think that's what it is. I can't believe this. Xanax, marijuana, crack cocaine, morphine, vodka bottles, trampled grandmothers. Oh, my goodness. Shooting guns, fighting in the street. All at a birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese. That's where this all started at. My. What have we gone to? What have we come to? That's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to leave that there. Okay. I'm going to let that marinate a little bit. Oh, Lord have mercy. I know a couple of y'all out there, y'all chomping at the bit, but I'm going to leave that alone. Once again, this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. Now, if you want to join in the conversation, no problem, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you can join me in the chat room. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ericjackson62 and log into the chat room. That's right. Or just go to the website, blogtalk.com, and just go to the search box and put Mr. Talk, all one word, and I'll be there. I also got a Facebook page, y'all. Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Drop by. Hey, yeah, y'all be surprised at the things I got on my page. Y'all really would. Between me and Councilmember Lowe, hey, man, we have some enlightening things out there. Y'all really need to check it out. Because there's so much going on, you know, we can't cover it all the time on the show. So we dropping stuff on the page all the time. I'm telling you, man. Yeah, I'm giving him a shout out because he be right there along with me. We be putting it out there, man. All right. I need to take a breath here for a moment because now I'm going to talk about something that's near and very dear to my heart. Okay, and I know it's near and dear to Councilmember Lowe's heart. All right, because, oh, Lord have mercy. I don't know, how many of y'all heard the ending of yesterday's show, my little tribute? Did y'all like that? Well, I got something else I want to talk about. I really do. There's something else I need to talk about, man. Oh, good Lord. And you know what? This is what I'm going to do. Good Lord. I'm going to take a short break here so I can catch my breath and get my emotions in check. And when I come back, we're going to go move on to the second story. It's going to be kind of deep. All right. So I'll see y'all in about a minute and 32 seconds. Thank you. Man, I don't know what was going on. That thing had like it had a problem. Like it'd been drinking some vodka or something today. Wow. I guess it's going to be one of those days, huh? It's going to be one of those days. But that thing, man, that was a... Whoa. I couldn't even get my mind right then. But, okay, here we go. All right. As we all know, yesterday was the 10th anniversary of the United States-led invasion into Iraq. And like I said yesterday, it was an invasion. It wasn't something them people asked for. It wasn't something that we needed to do. But we did it. And it was, we got other people to go along with us. Now, let's not be dumb about it. A lot of them didn't want to do it. But, of course, we bullied and twisted arms and lied. And we invaded these people's country. Now, before some of you begin to yell, you know, I don't know what I'm about to say. Oh, I know exactly what I'm about to say, damn it. You need to sit back and just listen to what I'm about to say. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm telling you. Now, being that I am a 20-year veteran, my damn self, that participated in both the Persian Gulf and Iraq War, I think I have a little insight that many of you will never have. All right? So for the doubters out there and the ones that want to run off at the mouth, I just got one thing to say. Just sit back, shut up, and listen. That's right. Hey, it can't get any simpler than that, can you? Can you? Because, you know, as I got off the air yesterday, I really thought about it. And I reminisced the times that I had to sleep under a damn tanker in a sandstorm. You know, I had to run around for hours at a time in a damn mop suit. For what? Because somebody was... Oh, man. You know, and you know, thinking about the times when people you work alongside of, you know, you were all, I mean, you work hard from the time they come to the unit. You know, you train some of these people. You were, you know, you see them grow from kids to adults. And you're proud of them, especially if you're an NCO. You're proud of the work you put in to turn these people into soldiers, to young men and young women. And that's what we do. As NCOs, that's what we did. You know, and to sit back now and think about it, at the ones that paid the ultimate price, that lost their lives over bullshit because two non-military serving bastards wanted to get their hands on money and oil. That's right, Benny, there you go. Benny said, there you go. here I go, Benny. You know, the more you think about it now, it pisses you off. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. It pisses you off. It really does. It really does. You know, families, children, wives, mothers, fathers, grandmothers, they're missing their kids and their family now because of idiocracy, because of greed. And yeah, I think I don't know where I'm going with this. Oh, I know exactly where I'm going with this. y'all just hang in there with me. There's this young man, okay? Thomas Young. Okay, he was a 22-year-old from Kansas City, Missouri. Now, of course, you know, when 9/11 went down, everybody went to yelling and you know, everybody got their patriotic thing up and, you know, everybody wanted to join in and fight for America, fight for our country. So he did what a lot of other young people did. He went enlisted in the military, you know, to do the right thing because we were told this is what needed to be done. We were attacked on our home soil. 111, I see y'all, Devin. I got you. I'm not ignoring you. I just got to get this out first, okay? Please bear with me. Okay, so once Mr. Young, you know, the young man gets in the military, and he, you know, does his training, what have you, he ended up in Afghanistan. Now let's remember this, that George W. had told the nation that the terrorist plot had originated where? Where did it originate, y'all? It wasn't in Iraq. It originated in Afghanistan, right? Afghanistan. But we ended up in Iraq, okay? Anyway, 5 days into his first tour, his convoy was attacked, okay, by insurgents. You know, he got hit with an AK-47 that severed his spine, his knee, and he would never walk again. Okay, and actually for the next 9 years, you know, he had to go through so many surgeries and medical setbacks that if it went for his wife, man, you know, no telling. He wouldn't have made it that long. I'm getting there, y'all. I'm getting there. Y'all just got to be patient with me on this one. Now, fast forward. Now he says, I know I'm supposed to be talking about Easter, but I'm talking about this first. So y'all just bear with me, okay? Mr. Young says he'll die soon. But, and this is what I like about this young man, and I think all of us should go ahead and do the same thing. Before he died, he wrote a letter to Bush and Cheney. I'm not calling the president and vice president. I'm not calling it. To Bush and Cheney, okay, on the 10th anniversary of the Iraq War. And here's what this young man wrote. I write this letter, my last letter to you, Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney. I write not because I think you grasp the terrible human and moral consequences of your lies, manipulation and thirst for wealth and power. I write this letter because before my own death, I want to make it clear that I and hundreds of thousands of my fellow veterans, now listen to what I'm saying, along with millions of my fellow citizens, along with hundreds of millions more in Iraq and the Middle East, know fully who you are and what you have done. You may invade. Wow. You may evade justice, but in our eyes, you are each guilty of egregious war crimes, of plunder, and finally, of murder, including the murder of thousands of young Americans, my fellow veterans, whose future you stole. Okay, and that was the letter right there. That was the letter that he wrote. Now, he goes on to attack and call them cowardice. He did. He called both of them, Bush and Cheney, for avoiding military service themselves and encouraging them to stand before the American public and the world, in particular the Iraqi people, and beg for forgiveness. Now, this is what this man is writing before he... Oh, man. Okay, now, Mr. Young has said he plans to die. He plans to end his life, okay? He's not sugarcoating it. He's not saying he might. He's saying that's what he's going to do. But don't get it wrong. He's not doing it by conventional suicide, okay? He's not doing it by assisted help and all that good stuff. He's allowing himself to be placed in hospice care and just stop taking all nourishments and just fade away. Now, for those out there that still appeared to have their eyes closed about what the so-called war terrorism was really about? You need to awaken and grasp the reality that our government killed many innocent women, children, not other countries, but our own brothers, sons, and husbands. Yes, they did that. In addition, we still, to this day, have legislators who believe they did the correct thing. They did. And all this is because we had two individuals, George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, who each themselves never served a moment in the military. Never. But, and a lot of the legislators, they ain't got nothing to do with the military either as far as putting time in. But during 10 years ago, they did not waver. They did not blink an eye to send other people's children over there in harm's way. And if I got to talk about this thing here today now, because it's really getting to me, it really is, and it's just something I have to talk about. You know, for this young man to be, you know, deciding, you know, before he die, he just has to get this out. It's touching, man. It really is. And for those of us that's still around, we need to do the same thing. We do. For Sergeant Farmer, Specialist Yazzie, PFC Callaway, Specialist Carl. No, those just are the individuals that personally I lost personally. See what I'm saying? That's why this means so much to me. That's not mentioning ones that just were injured and by God's grace survived. I put the link in the chat room if you want to read more about the letter that the guy wrote. It's in the chat room. I really suggest you read it because, man, it's really a touching story. And you realize these jokes are crazy as hell, and we need to do something about it, okay? All right. I'm going to get off of that because I see y'all don't want to talk about that either, okay? But I'm going to continue to talk about it, okay? We're going to have to do something, get a petition or something. Hey, you know what? I forgot. He lived right up the road. I was in his neighborhood earlier today. I may have to go by and pay him a visit. Let me open up these phone lines and bring the call in. You want to talk to me today? No problem. 347-838-8622. And I'll be more than happy to talk with you. All right. Let me bring him in. All right, 111, you on the air. What's going on?
Well, aren't you talking about a subject close to your heart, aren't you?
Damn Skippy.
That's right. Vets have lost fellow vets, their friends, all for stupid, fucking, useless, immoral wars.
Amen. My point is exactly. That's right. I'm with that. That's what... Oh, man. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, and that story just stood out because this guy... You know, he said he's tired now. But before he leaves this earth, he just had to get that letter out. You know, and it was something that I could sit back, and I'm sure Lo also can sit back and reminisce and think about. You know, the things we went through, you know, the things we saw, and all of it just for two greedy son of a bitches who want some money and oil? No, man. Okay. All right. I know we're supposed to be talking about Easter, right? Okay. Because I don't think nobody really want to talk about that right now. But, I just had to put that out there myself. You know.
Why do you want to talk about Easter?
Huh?
What's so important about Easter?
That's a good question. It comes every year. Everybody does the same thing every year. They buy suits, they buy dresses, they buy chocolate bunnies, they buy Easter baskets, they get dressed up and go to church. But do any of them know why? What are they celebrating? Are they celebrating the life? Are they celebrating death? What are they celebrating? You know, why is it such an important day? What is this for? Where did it come from? Who originated? Things like that, Joe. I know you have some answers.
Yeah, well, man, I don't give a fuck about Easter.
Oh, Lord.
That's my answer.
Okay. Okay. Oh, Lord, have mercy. All right, Joe, you don't care about Easter. Mm-hmm. Okay, for those that do care about Easter, what's going on? No, we ain't doing that, Joe. We ain't doing that. We're not doing that, Joe.
All right. Hey, did you see how quickly Perry kicked me out of the job? Did you see that?
Well, Joe, you know what? You kind of volunteered to get kicked out of that one.
I know. So what?
I mean, let's be honest. You kind of
wanted you to take my place.
I know. But the man had a point, Joe. He didn't
know.
I know.
I didn't say he was wrong. I just said, look at him pick me right out. Which is okay.
You just told the man you had something else to do.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Joe think he's slick, y'all. He trying to lighten up the mood a little bit. I know what he's doing. But, okay, go ahead, Joe. I'm going to play the game with him today. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, you obviously have a reason to go into Easter. I know it has some sort of theological and religious importance for the people who believe in God. But that's a good question. Why do you believe in Easter? Because God rose from the dead and all this good kind of crap. But really, who cares?
Well, I'm not going to say who cares, because some people feel it's the most important and oldest festival of the Christian church.
Oh, God.
That's right.
I hate about religion because it goes nowhere.
The biblical account of Jesus' death on the cross or crucifixion, you know, and his rising from the dead. Yeah, but... You know, okay, I understand that. You know, that's the basic. Everybody pretty much got that. But why? I mean, okay, so what are we celebrating? We celebrating the crucifixion, which means his death? Are we celebrating the resurrection, which means he's coming back to life? He's being revived?
But why are you talking about it? Are you talking about it because you're curious, or are you talking about it because you don't believe in the philosophy, or, you know, what kind of importance does it have to you? To me, it's just another myth that wastes my time.
To me, I I'm be honest with you. I believe, you know, I do believe God. I do believe in Jesus. So, you know, but I'm doing it to educate some people, because I don't think a lot of people out there are aware of exactly what it is. You know, because if you ask a kid today what's Easter about, you know what they'll tell you? I get a new suit, or Easter bunny, or Easter egg. That's all they know.
Yeah.
You know, I know individuals like you, Joe, you know, like you said before, you could care less of one way or the other. But, you know, for some of us that, you know, have been raised and do still believe, you know, it's important that We get it out there that other people know what exactly is going on, too, because society today has gone, and it's like Christmas. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like Christmas. They've gone and commercialized everything to you. What do you see on television?
I like the commercialization of Christmas. At least one day out of the year, people are getting some sort of gift for appreciation for who they are.
Oh, and it just takes that, and that's it, huh? It's just
well, if we didn't have Christmas, if we didn't have a ritual made out of it, then people wouldn't give anybody anything.
Isn't that part of the problem with what we have right now going on, Joe? Nobody wants to do anything unless it's a special freaking day.
Well, yeah, that's part of the problem. But again, it's you know, it's up to the parents, up to the households, for them to institute their own types of rituals so that they can show each other appreciation. I mean. People have their birthdays. So on their birthdays, their mate should show them some really good kind of appreciation. Or if they want to, you know, or the wife or the husband should put aside some sort of day anyway and give, the husband should give the wife a spa day. The wife should give the husband a blowjob day so they can, you know, they can appreciate each other. I mean, you don't need the rig, but I like Christmas. I like the commercialization of it. I like all of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Benny, you are absolutely correct. No, it is mathematically impossible for Jesus to have died Friday evening and risen Sunday morning, since he was in the grave 3 days. But you know what it was? It wasn't Friday, it was Thursday. But anyway, oh man, see, here we go. Here's my thing, Joe. And this is one of the questions I put up there, and this is what I want to know. What the hell does an Easter bunny, a rabbit, and eggs have to do with Easter? You know, because if you ask the average Christian that right now, they couldn't tell you. They couldn't. I mean, you can't tell me because you really don't care anyway.
I don't give a fuck.
But see, here's that, and that's my point. And here's the thing, Joe. Everybody, you know, when Easter comes, you know, that's what everybody's talking about. Well, you know, the Easter bunny, you know, they filling the kids' head with the Easter bunny and the Easter eggs, but that's not what it's supposed to be about.
Yeah, plus, I know, but I mean.
Okay, go ahead, Joe. I'm listening.
To me, the whole thing about religion is bullshit anyway. You don't need religion.
We don't need religion?
You don't need it. People who believe in religion, the more they believe in it, the more they believe God will save, the more they rely on this invisible creature to take care of their problems instead of them taking the bull by the horns and taking care of their own problems. I can't stand it when I hear, for example, there are mothers who've gotten their kids killed by cops. And the mothers will say, well, thank God the rest of my kids weren't killed, or it was God's will. Yeah, well, that means you've given up on getting justice for your kid. Okay? No. If the people stop looking to the almighty Santa Claus in the sky and start realizing that the problems down here on Earth are caused by men and women, then they'll attack those problems directly at the source, which is men and women, and do it themselves, instead of thinking that some kind of God is going to come around and save them. You listen to these shows on BTR, and you get people who can't even read English trying to be a pastor or some sort of church leader. Are you crazy? You're going to pass yourself off as being an emissary from God. You can't even read and write well. So how are you going to interpret the Bible for the people who tune into your show? That doesn't even make sense to me. It's all a big fraud.
Okay, well, we done covered that one too before. I mean, I'm not going to argue with there's some folk out there that don't need to be, you know, doing it. But, Joe, we're not going to get in a big argument because we know how we feel. You feel and know how I feel.
Okay.
And we, you know. But my point is, with all that goes on, all that has been created, all that we keep finding, there is a God. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
There's a God.
Okay.
Okay. Now, when it comes to Easter, which is one of the, you know, Christianity's biggest, or they some say the biggest celebration there is because of the resurrection and death, I just was curious. You know, it's some of the things I think of now. I guess as I get older, my mind go wander into, you know, wherever. Mm. Where did the damn bunny rabbit come from, and where did the eggs come from?
Well, you got me there. I don't know.
Well, the Easter bunny first arrived in America in the 1700s, with German immigrants who settled in Pennsylvania and transported their tradition of egg-laying hair called the Oster hair, or Oster haws. And the children made nests in which this creature could lay its colored eggs. Of course, you know, the custom spread across the U.S., and the fable rabbit's Easter morning deliveries expanded to include chocolate and other types of candy and gifts, while decorated baskets replaced nests. So, we went from... right, even back then, they were capitalizing on... What the heck was that? They was capitalizing on tradition. Now here's the thing about this, Joe, and this is what I'm saying. You know, the rabbit you know, they used to, they say the rabbit represented, back in the day, represented fertility. Okay, the eggs were supposed to be for rebirth. You know, that's you know, was the supposedly the religious aspect of these two items right here. Mm-hmm. Now, however, each of those items were a part of a pagan type ceremony. So, if that's the case, why are they included in this?
I don't know.
In the holiday.
I don't know.
But yet. And Joe, I'm not trying to prove anything to you, but I just, you know, this is some things that.
Well, yeah, man, I can understand as a Christian. I mean, you're gonna wonder about how are these material things introduced into the Christian faith. I can understand that, but.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, Benny, that's what I'm saying. There were only 6 hours of light and 6 hours of daylight a day back then. That's what I researched and found out, Benny. That's what makes it possible for it to be Thursday and for him to get up on Sunday. Check it out, man. Check it out. You buy the truth by Benny. I'm just telling you what I've researched. So you let me know. Now, y'all want to join? We talk about Easter right now, man. And y'all want to join us in a conversation? 347-838-8622. Press 1 if you want to talk to me. You know, me and Joe, we'll talk. I'm surprised Lo ain't raised his hand yet.
He must Lo, be really get working. Because I got to go.
Nah, you ain't got to go nowhere. Lo must be working a little bit.
Mm.
They got him working. But, yeah. But, see, and here's the thing. And this is what I'm saying, Joe. We have parents today. You know, they're not trying to explain to the kids.
Mm.
Exactly what it is about Easter that makes it so special. They're not trying to tell them, okay, yes, explain to them the rabbit, the eggs, mm-hmm. and how it supposedly correlates with the actual celebration of Easter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're not even trying to explain to them, what is Easter about? Is it about the death? Is it about the life? No, is it about the crucifixion, the resurrection, or is it about both of them? You understand what I'm saying? But every time you turn around, every time this holiday comes, the stores jack up the prices on suits. You see all these Easter baskets and the rabbits and the chocolate and blah, blah, blah. But nobody's taking the time to try and explain. Hey, honest with you, I guarantee you most of these so-called pastors running around here, they can't even tell you where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. I may be wrong.
Well, one thing I want to let you know. All the guys came back to let you know that we were glad you're back. Where are the broads? They're not around.
Well, I know my chat room coordinator, she's handling some stuff with her grandmother. Shasta went to school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she just started school during the day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ebony still comes.
Yeah, and we don't need Lady, so.
Lady, she listens in. I'm not going to say we don't need Lady. Lady listens in.
How about I say it?
What? And, of course, you know, Vivi says she's going to stop by. And give you a run for your money. Dr. Monroe Congress.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll be the damn day.
That's right. I'm just saying.
She's not coming in.
No, she's coming.
She's not coming in. She's going to have a book tours to protect. She comes in here. We start cursing. Or if I put her on the spot, it's not going to make her look good. She's not bringing her ass in here.
Oh, whatever. Whatever, Joe. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
I told
we'll
you
see.
When she come back.
I bet you she's not. I'll give her 2 weeks. She's not in here in 2 weeks. And where is she?
Oh, that's easy. I just got to extend the invitation. Now, I do think she has a job, though, so we have to see.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, she had a job when she got in here the first time. So.
Well, that was on a Saturday, Joe.
Well, let's see if she comes. Oh, that's. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you forgot about that.
I forgot that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
OK, Okay, Biddy. Biddy says, according to the Bible, there was 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of darkness in the day back then, just as it was now. Actually, it got lighter and darker. No, it wasn't, Benny. I don't know. Benny? We're going to research this, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about this and find out exactly what it was. Okay? Me and Benny going to figure it out. Because I like that. He said one thing. I said, we're not going to argue about it. We're going to get together and come up with an answer that everybody can be satisfied with, if that's possible. Yeah. But basically what I'm saying is, hey, you parents out there, you young parents out there, y'all breaking your banks. Once again, you're spending money you don't have on suits and dresses. It's not about that, people. It's not. It's about, you know, being born again, you know, changing your life. That's what it's about.
All right. In any case.
See, even like Joe. Joe said one thing, but deep down, on Joe's deathbed, I'm gonna be right there to have him turn his soul over to the Lord.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't surprise me if I said, "Oh God," or some shit. I mean, that's what everybody says.
No, that's what everybody says.
Yeah, you know, like there's no atheists in foxholes. I mean, everybody's looking to the Lord, you know, to protect them, you know, and on their deathbed, so it wouldn't surprise me.
You know what, that is amazing, because think about it, Joe. Mm-hmm. When the people go in prison, what they do, they get religious, right? Mm-hmm. And you're right, when people go to war, you'd be surprised all of a sudden, you know, they turn religious on that one also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Until, you know, they're out of trouble, then, you know, they right back into
the
thing.
But people don't take, look, nobody takes religion seriously. You know why? Because if they really, really, really understood the impact and the importance of hell, nobody would be out here doing anything worse than going past a traffic light. But everybody,
Well, see, Joe, number one, that wouldn't be couldn't be that way, because that means everybody be perfect.
Well, that's what everybody's supposed to be, right?
No, everybody's not going to be perfect. You strive to be as perfect as you can, but in that case, then what would we need God for?
Well, you don't.
Oh, but we're not perfect, Joe.
Well, God created imperfection, so give him the credit.
Right? You believe in hell, right?
Who, me? No.
Yeah. No?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you have to. You just said it.
No, I said if everybody actually believed in hell, the importance of it, then they wouldn't do anything worse than going past a traffic light because of hell. I mean, look, nobody wants to get any kind of physical pain, and hell's the worst of the worst of the worst. But people keep acting as though, you know, there's no hell, yet they're Christians and they're Jewish and they're Islam, you know, and they're all of these other religions.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are phony, because none of them. Mm. All of us should be responsible human beings. We know right from wrong, or at least we know some kind of rendition of it. But yet we still have wars. We still have assholes, obnoxious people, etc. People sin because they want to, because they don't truly believe in hell.
No.
No.
I can't say I go with that one, Joe.
Okay.
I don't think people sin because they don't believe in hell. I'm not going to say that one.
Well, how come they sin if they believe hell exists?
They believe hell exists. I mean, because the Bible, and Benny, tell me if I'm saying it wrong now, but everybody has sinned and come short of the glory of God. So, you know, it's not like...
Look, if you knew the aliens were going to come down here and evaporate you and your family, right?
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't you act differently if they said to you, we won't evaporate your family if you perform up to our standards?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
So if aliens from outer space came down here and they said, you know what? We don't like you Earthlings. And we're going to evaporate you unless you straighten up.
Mm-hmm.
You think that most people would go on with their lives the way they normally do, being fuck-ups?
You know what, Joe? Actually, yes, there's a lot of them that would.
Well, then after they got evaporated, don't you think the rest would straighten up?
Some would. Well, see, that's where your faith comes in at, too.
That's, well,
yes,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thou shalt not have no other God before me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
All
and
right.
No weapon formed against me shall harm me.
Mm.
I mean, so you do what you want to do.
Okay. Well, all right. Me and religion, I haven't been in the mood for religion for a while. So I'm going to let you go so you can.
No. Don't you run, Joe. Come
on,
man.
Sorry.
You can't run, Joe.
I'm sure I can.
Yeah, Benny say Joe failed to realize that many believe they can sin as much as they please and still go to heaven.
Yeah, well, okay. In any case.
Yeah, that's what you say, right?
All right.
Don't run, Joe. Come back.
No. I got to go.
Right.
Religion and me. I don't know about it.
Joe, I can't believe there's a subject Joe runs from, y'all.
Hey, now you found it.
Oh, boy, I tell you, Joe, you know what they're going to say, right? You know what they're going to say, Joe?
That's okay, and they're right. I'm a coward. I'm leaving.
No, yeah. They ain't a coward. They say this is, Satan got run up out of here today.
That's right. He did. Okay. Anyway, I'll talk to Eric, all right?
All right, man.
Okay,
it's all right, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Wow. One of the few times I have seen Joe run from a subject, man, I tell you. Ooh, that's a sign. There's a sign right there. Hey, Chris, I see you out there, man. Nah, dang it, Joe. I see you. What? Yeah. But anyway, me and Benny, we having a discussion in the chat room. So we're going to figure this out. I say, yeah, Benny started laughing. So me and Benny both agreed that there was an issue with there's a contradiction with the crucifixion and the resurrection as far as the days and when it was actually done. Now I say the hours of the day weren't 24, as in but we're gonna figure this out, man. We're gonna figure this out. You know, we're gonna work this thing out one way or another. But anyway, back to Easter, man. Easter is, now I'm going to give you my opinion on Easter, okay? Number one, Easter it can be separated as life or death. You can't do it. I mean, if you do, you're leaving out an important part of it. If it says life, you're leaving out an important part. So it's actually, I say, the celebration of both life and death. Y'all stay with me now. Here we go. And this is why I say this. Because with the crucifixion, yeah, that's what it was. You know, that was the celebration of Jesus dying to cleanse us of our sins. Y'all want to know something else? I don't know if Benny going to back me up on this. Y'all want to know why God turned his back on Jesus when he was on the cross? I know this is something a lot of y'all don't know, but I'm going to tell you what my theory is on it. And here's my theory on why that happened. Because at the time of the cross, Jesus had taken all the sins of the world and it was upon him. And even to God, his Father, he stunk of sin. And that's why God turned his back on his son. But that was something that had to be done. So, I mean, you can walk the earth now and talk about Easter right now and run Joe out when we talk about religion. I can't believe he ran from that one. But anyway, so can't really talk about Easter without talking about life and death. It's a combination of two. As I said, the crucifixion was so he can go down and defeat Satan and hell and bring back all the sin of the world and clean it. And the resurrection is about the life being born again and starting new. Starting new, y'all. That's right. So, for those that didn't, you know, had a question or wanted to ask a question for me, here's what it was. It's both life and death. That's what it is. That's what Easter is about, life and death. You know, born again. Y'all remember the saying, you got to be born again? It used to be a song, right? Yeah, you got to be born again. I remember that song. But, yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so that's what we got going on with that. Easter is, I would say, one of the biggest celebrations of the Christians. But here's another question I need to ask. Easter. And I couldn't find this. Maybe, Benny, you can answer this question. Why the name Easter? Huh, Benny? And can you answer that for me? Why did they choose the name Easter as this holiday? Was there any biblical significance to that? You know, Bible truth by Benny. Yeah, I'm putting his name to the test today. We're going to see. But Easter is celebrated, really, around the world around the same time. But did y'all know Easter is celebrated in accordance with a certain full moon? Y'all didn't realize that, did you? I didn't either. I just found that kind of stuff out, man. Yeah. Easter is one of those things that I don't care where you are, you're going to celebrate. Now, I think people celebrate it differently, I'm sure. You know, the Catholic Church probably definitely celebrates it a lot different than the Baptist Church. Benny said, I agree that God the Father turned his back on Jesus because he couldn't look upon all the filthy sin on him. Yep. That's what I said. But you know the sad part about Benny is a lot of people don't know that either. Only thing, and you know, that's like I said, only thing they know about is suits, Easter speeches, dresses, eggs, and rabbits. And that's the only thing they're teaching the children. Thus, 18 people fighting in what that place is. Y'all know what I'm talking about. 18 people fighting up in Chuck E. Cheese. I don't know, man. I don't know. Okay, here goes my answer. Benny said the term Easter is a pagan term derived from the pagan fertility goddess Astar. Ah. Okay, all right. So once again, Benny, since me and you the only one talking today, once again, Benny, we got that word pagan up in here. So why all our Christian, okay. I'm going to ask anybody else out there. You want to answer this question? Give me a call, 347-838-8622. I know somebody know. Why it seems that all our original, all our terms that we use today as Christians originated from paganism. That's what it sounds like to me. A lot of it is the names, at least. Am I right, Benny, or is this just something I'm riding the rails on the wrong way? Hey, Vernon, I see you out there, man. You know the number. But, yeah. You know, that the rabbit was a part of pagan celebration. The eggs, German, pagan celebration. You know, how in the hell, excuse my language, but how in the hell did we get all that here as part of Easter celebration when the main thing we should have been concentrating on is the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus himself? Uh-oh, Chris left. I'm just asking, y'all, because I wish Joe was still here, because I'm sure Joe have a lot to say about this. You know, once again, that goes back. You know, it doesn't say thou shalt not have any other God before me, but yet we're still using terms that were used for other gods. Or other statues and symbols and all of the under the above. It's just me, man. I'm just talking, man. Because nobody want to talk back to me today. Joe ran away because Joe don't want to talk about religion. That is funny, man. That is funny. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Vernon, what's going on, man?
What's going on, man? What you done did? Run everybody off?
Well, Joe, anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Mr. Lowe, he must be working because he's listening. He you know, usually he's been through his 3 cents in, but he's listening today.
You have to do your homework on, you know, where we got everything on the Christian, the way we celebrate, you know, Easter and Christmas and stuff. I'm pretty sure you've done yours. I'm assuming you've done yours. You know, the Western world followed the Roman, the Roman Empire. You know, when Constantine actually was supposedly one of the first Roman leaders to convert over to Christianity, and and him being a pagan, you know, he had the pagan ways, and you know, the pagan ways, you know, just got, you know, the got mixed up into Christianity. And with that being the way that we learned it, that, you know, that's pretty much basically all we know until we get out there and do research and find out on our own where this thing come from. You know.
Hey, that, you know what? That would Benny just put it in chat, because Emperor Constantine perverted Christianity by decreeing it as the state religion and then mixing in a lot of pagan rituals to appease the pagans in his vast empire.
That's it.
Yep, and the Catholic Church was birthed out of what Constantine did. See, that's not what I'm talking about. But see, and like I was trying to tell Joe, these are things that parents don't know. You know, the only thing they want to know about Easter, you know, the only thing kids know about Easter are what? Suits, clothes,
Easter
eggs.
Basket.
Yeah.
Easter bunny, eggs.
Right. and like I said a little while ago, there's probably some parents, I mean, some pastors out there can't tell you what, you know, go that deep into it.
No, I mean, they'll come up with every excuse in the world justified. You know,
right.
I mean, that's just like Christmas, man. If you get up in service around Christmas time and say that you know the way we celebrate, the thing that we celebrate, you know, with Christmas, you know, it had something to do, you know, with the dealing with paganism. And you know, when Santa Claus ain't real, some people are gonna chop your head off, man.
Yeah, but do you know that Christmas actually was originally celebrated, I think it was January 6th or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
So once again, you know, somebody changing it, everybody fell in line and said, okay, we're going to use this for this. I see Big Chris got his hands up, too, so let me bring him in. Oh, all right, Big Chris, you on the air, man. What's going on?
Oh, what's going on? No, I hear you talking about these holidays and everything. What's going on as far as religion and the holidays and how they are connected to one another or something like that?
Uh-huh.
I've been on
Yeah. All
bliss trying to figure out what's going on myself.
Okay.
I really don't have too much understanding on the religious aspect or holidays, so I'm pretty much just trying to, you know, get my input in, putting in my two cents at the same time, trying to hear what everybody else got to say, because you know, I'm pretty much not knowing too much about
it. Okay, that's no problem, man. You put it in. Hey, you know me. You put it in, we get some answers.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure somebody, and you know, I got Bible Truth by being in the chat room, so if we don't know, I'm sure he can come up with it. But no, you know, we was basically kind of concentrating on Easter, and you know, I was just asking, you know, in Christianity, we sure have a lot of pagan stuff, and where did it come from? And you know, Vernon and Benny also, you know, explained that, you know, it was from Emperor Constantine. And, you know, he perverted it and made it the state religion and then mixed a lot of the pagan rituals in to, you know, as we always do, politically satisfy some other people in the empire, even though we know it probably was wrong. And, yeah. You know what, though? Think about that. If you really look at it, isn't it the same way today? No, even though we know it should be one way, to politically satisfy somebody, we decide to go ahead and make an exception to the rule, you know, that just throws everything out of whack.
without a doubt.
without a doubt.
I mean, you take with the religion, okay, if you read the Bible, you know, it's saying that any man that leaveth her husband, leaveth his wife to marry another woman, he still committed adultery. And any woman that leaveth her husband to marry another man still committed adultery. So, okay, why is it that if the church and the pastor of a church know this happened, why would he go and marry, call himself marrying these people? I mean, we accept things, man. I mean, it's right or wrong, we accept things to satisfy people, man. You know, I know I kind of jumped off subject a little bit there, but, you know, that's just a little example of some of the things that we accept.
No, you know? Didn't jump off subject at all. That's a good example. In some circles, you know, when the Bible starts talking about husband and wife, a lot of people will say he's talking about the church and the followers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I guess you have to take it, and that's one of those things where you have to read the rest of the chapter and the verses that comes before it and after it to get a better understanding of exactly what's being said and the connotation that it should be taken under. But of course, us being the great scholars and technically advanced individuals we are, we're going to take it and get it seen, used, you know, do what we want it to do.
Go ahead. I agree with you. Now, over in Revelation, it did, talk about the church being it's considered that, you know, when Jesus come back for the church, you know, like a marriage, you know, a husband and wife, you know, that was in Revelation.
Right.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, but, you know, there ain't no confusion, you know, on what the scriptures say about marriage, because that was even in the Mosaic law.
Mm-hmm.
As they call it, Mosaic law, you know. But, yeah, you know, everybody want a sugar-coated version of Christianity. They want something easy to follow. And, once you get caught up in tradition, it's hard to break it, man. Even when you find out the truth, it's hard to break tradition, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah, so people can read the truth, they can see the truth and know the truth. And, hey, this is what we used to, so we're going to keep on doing it.
You know what, and Mr. Lowe, you know, he was asking a question, and I asked a question a long time ago myself, and I was riding one day and I thought about it, and it was, okay, is Sabbath is the holy day, and it's the seventh day of the week, that's Saturday, so why do we go to church on Sunday?
Paganism.
Yeah, okay. Well, and here's another thing I thought about. If you think about it, when there isn't, nobody was supposed to work on Saturday in the beginning. But technology and stuff had come along to where now we work on Saturday and everybody puts Sunday there. You know what I mean? It's just crazy.
Yeah.
You know, but the Seventh-day Adventists now, they still hold, and I think the Jehovah's Witnesses, they still hold Saturday the Sabbath, I believe. I don't know if the Mormons do either. But I know there's certain religions that still do, huh?
Sunday, you know, that was something else to be contributed to Constantine. And like I said, you did your own work, I'm sure you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday being the worship of the sun god.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then when he converted over to Christianity, Sunday became the Sabbath day. For them, it wasn't really the Sabbath day, but that's when, it's like the church kind of fell into play with the same thoughts and things that Constantine. It's like they did almost like an agreement thing to please this person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It is.
Okay. Yeah. Instead of them sticking to their guns, which, I mean, now the real church and the real people, Christian people, uphold what's right, and if they really transform, they'll give that thing up, man. They'll give it up. You know, that's one thing that's hard for people to do is to do the Christian ways. I mean, the Bible specifically tells you, in order to follow Christ, you got to deny yourself. Mm. And you know, when you deny yourself, that means you got to change a lot. You got to give up all your old thoughts and things as far as what's right and what's wrong.
Go ahead, Bernie. Get on out there, man. You know what though, and I'm glad you said that though. And you know what, that's part of the Easter message that should be, you know, being put out there. Mm-hmm. You know, the crucifixion is getting rid of the old ways. And the resurrection, being born all over again, starting over. You know, new life, everything, and that's the way you should look at it. But, you know, we have people today, as I mentioned before, they're not teaching that. A lot of us not even teaching our kids that. The thing they know is, it's Easter time, let's go and get a new suit, let's go and get some new clothes. You know, we go to church this one time of the year where we have to stand up most of the time. And, you know, maybe go out in the church and hunt for eggs, you know, so forth and so on. But we're not putting the real meaning and the truth behind what it's supposed to be about. But yet, this is supposed to be the biggest Christian celebration there is throughout the whole year.
Once you pervert something towards what people like, it's going to be hard to put the real meaning out there. You know, once it gets corrupted, you know, when people, you know, that's just like Christmas with Santa Claus. I mean, that's a part of Christmas. Everybody like it, Santa Claus. Kids, anyway.
You know why? Because parents keep pushing it and pushing it. I'm sure, you know, and I'm surprised Mr. Lowe ain't jumped in on this because this right up his alley. If we go ahead and start, you know, putting it out there in truth, look, you know, tell kids from the beginning, look, ain't no, you know, there is no Santa Claus. Let's be honest with you. I mean, you know, then you're a bad parent. You know, they liable to call CPS on you if you do it. But you have to stand your ground. If you're really going to truly say this is what I'm going to do, you have to start working on the pagan. And maybe that's what we need to do. Start working on correcting some of this paganism out of, you know, what we call our religion now. And maybe as the general, I don't know, this generation coming up is kind of, I don't know. But hopefully, maybe, you know, it can reverse itself in a little bit. But then again, it is kind of written in Revelations. You know, it's going to get worse, a whole lot worse before it gets better. So I don't know. What you think? Chris said,
I'm one of these situations here. I'm lost for words and stuck on just saying anything right now. But as far as getting a whole lot worse and a whole lot better, I don't know. I see that right now.
Yeah. You know, Benny, I'm sure Benny going to back me up. Many people, they'll deny it. You know, of course, you know, the Scientologists and individuals like Joe that just says, you know, fuck religion, whatever, excuse my language. But, you know, it has been foretold already. It really has, you know. But in order for you to really understand it and see it, that's why you got to pick up that book and read it, man. You really do. Now, what most people do, they'll start with the New Testament or for those so-called right now religious folks, they go straight to Revelations. You know what I mean? They go straight to Revelations. However, if you want to get the true understanding of what's going on and how it came about, you got to start with the Old Testament and work your way up. I mean that's the way, you know, and of course, you know, as we are saying here, you know, research, don't, you know, and I tell people this all the time, you know, they go to church, the minister read a scripture, one or two, you know, verses of a scripture, and that's it. But you have to go back and study what they're trying to teach you. Understand what I'm saying? And at the same time, you know, going on personal research and studying. You know, because sometimes, you know, like they say, false prophets will lead you straight to hell. And there's a lot of them out there. But if you're not going back and researching and double-checking what they're telling you, then, you know, you're subject to be going right with them on the train. Right there with them on the train. And that's what I want people to understand about Easter. Easter is more than just about clothes and eggs and all that good stuff. We need to get all that out of there. You know, I know, you know, everybody's into, you know, money. We got to make money and all that good stuff. But we need to get up out of that now. You know, times are getting short. And, you know, you keep falling into that if you want to. It's not a good thing. That's all I'm saying. And we need to start teaching our kids that. That's the way I feel. I'm feeling about it.
Yeah.
You know,
but that's the truth, though. I mean, that stuff, it really does need to stop being taught. Like I said, you know, personal opinion, you know, ain't got nothing to do with, you know, it just, you know, if you're a Christian, a person's personal opinion, you know, that ain't nothing you need to dwell on.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's, you know, whatever the pastor say is right. You know, even if he got a personal feeling about something, you know, the people of the church, they're going to look at it as what the pastor said, so it's got to be okay. Mm-hmm. Well, if he's telling you that it's scripture and it ain't scripture, then it ain't right. That's his mm-hmm. personal opinion.
Yeah.
That's his personal opinion. But you got a lot of that go on, man.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
You know, being someone that, you know, was raised in a whole bunch of preachers and, you know, all that good stuff, yeah, man. You know, and a true minister, a true preacher, you know, if you catch him wrong or you see something that he may have missed and you can't go up to him and say, Reverend, you know, I went back and checked this out and, you know,
right.
What about this right here? And he can't accept that, then you may need to watch out who you you may need to find another house because something ain't right with that one. And you know they out there. You know, who are you questioning what I'm teaching? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've heard that before, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's two types of people that go to church, I know. It's one that goes to church and just listen to whatever the pastor has to say. And, okay, yeah, that's true. Or take what the pastor is saying and go back and look into it. They'll say, oh, okay, I don't know here, you know, this is,
you know
one little part right here, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, and there's another thing that we have gotten away from, and I don't know, get away from me, somebody trying to turn my tongue, and that's going to Bible study. And I'm not going to lie, I'm guilty of that too, you know, because I get the researching for the show, and I look up and like, man, I miss Bible study. But that's, you know, Bible study, Sunday school, a lot of churches don't even do Sunday school anymore. You know, I remember as a kid, man, Sunday school, two church services, you know, that's just regular service. That ain't even if you got a program or nothing. You know, then you had Bible study, you know, then you had prayer meeting. You know, you had all that going on. But a kid, that's where I was. You know, that's what I was being taught. But a lot of churches don't even do any of that anymore. You know, or better yet, they have, you know, we got so good now where we can sit right here and look at the computer and watch, you know, Bible study or whatever. But that's not the same because you still have them distractions right there. Mm-hmm. You see, you may get up and go and do something and come back and miss the important part of the Bible study. So I think I don't know. Technology is good, but sometimes technology isn't so good. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep, that's true. That is true. Yeah, you got something good. I'm surprised ain't nobody coming in on this. Last time you almost started a war talking about religion, man.
I know. Look, I told you Joe was here. Joe said, nah, I ain't talking about no religion today. Joe left.
Yeah.
You know what, though? You know what? And you know what, Vernon, is so funny, though? And when I was doing, I say, okay, this is going to be a hot subject. But as I started talking earlier, and I was looking, I said, okay, all right. I said, you know what, though? That means this really is a good subject because nobody wants to touch on that. And that's a problem I have. Why is it so hard for people to talk about religion? Why? you know, I had somebody tell me one time, you know, it's a time and a place for that. I say, when? When is the time and the place? Tell me, because I want to know. I thought every chance you got was the time and the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so tell me, what is the exact time and the place that I need to talk about this in?
Yeah.
The reason why it's so hard for people to talk about religion is it rhymes with a word that came to mind called tradition.
Mm.
You know, they get those two words confused with, okay, religion, which is, you know, conflicting, religion, which is true, conflicting to their tradition. They were brought up as a child,
mm-hmm.
you know, certain things and stories and the way it was, you know, worded and everything. Well, no, that's not what I was told as a child. That might be, like the other brother said, okay, that might be the truth, but they don't want to hear it. They don't want to deal with it. Why people don't want to deal with the truth is the hardest thing to deal with in life. Like the quote you mentioned a long time ago, I tell my children, as a matter of fact, you said, forgot his name, we figured everything out in life except how to live.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, don't want to deal with the truth. You figured it out.
Right. All right. Well, hold on. Let me bring Loanne Goofy in. But I tell you, they're coming in late for some reason. All right, Mr. Lowe, you on the air, brother. What's going on?
Oh, y'all got it. What's going on? Gentlemen, you're doing a hell of a job.
Go ahead, work. Goofy, you open too, man.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing today?
All right. You know.
We're doing good. All right, go ahead, Lowe. I know you've been chomping on the bit, Lowe. I know you've been listening.
Like I said, this is the work of champions going on right here. All of this, man. Okay. And my cousin was dead on, man. All of that stuff that people hold near and dear. I can't think of the specific scripture right now, but the Most High hate and curse all of these holidays that they hold near and dear, Easter, Christmas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of those holidays, even something as simple as when they decided they were going to hold the day that specifically they were going to call the Day of Independence, there is some pagan holiday that goes way before that day ever came into existence. And so to celebrate it, they will still use whatever day they want for right now. They may not call it the exact same name, just as you're talking about Easter.
Uh-huh.
Easter is for the name is actually Esther.
Yeah.
The fertility goddess.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Right.
And that's goddess of fertility. That's where you get your Easter eggs and all the bunny rabbits and all this and that,
yeah,
other madness.
Exactly. Yep.
And you tell people about these things, man, and they'll look at you like you're crazy, and you just, hey, you know what? Do the research for yourself. You know.
It's too easy. They Google
exactly
everything else, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But a lot of these quote-unquote Christians today, they'll take the Bible home after church and lay it down and walk by it all week long. And Sunday, they'll pick it up where they set it down last Sunday, walk in and listen to what that man has to say. And he might not know what in the hell he's talking about, but that'll be good enough for them because, oh, church was awesome. It was wonderful. It was great. And I asked a simple question before. Everywhere in the scripture where one has come upon the Lord, and he's had something to say to them, those people always fell on their faces, right?
Yeah.
How is it that everyone has always fallen on their faces, but when you get people in the churches supposedly on Sunday falling all on their backs? It's a direct opposite, man. It's the truth, though. It's the
it
direct
is.
Opposite. If the Lord says my day for you to worship, and he made the Sabbath for man, it's Saturday, Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. Satan, or whatever you want to call him, the fallen one, will take and say, you know what? No, because he is the prince of this world, according to scripture, will take and change the whole thing around. So you know what? He said the last day, I need this to go the first day of the week. Henceforth, your paganism. Everything that the Lord makes good, Satan will defile it here on earth.
Hmm.
And never I will never say that the Lord turned from his son. No, he didn't. He didn't turn from him. And people need to get out of their minds.
Well,
that, oh, God loves everybody. He wouldn't hurt a flea. And Joe said it out of his own mouth. I hope Joe listened. Well, why don't God just come and, you know, save people and from harm and danger? No, it was never said that was going to happen. You're turned over to this world because you live in this world.
Mm-hmm.
You have to ask him. You have to ask him to come into you. You know, you can do whatever you want here. You know, and that old saying, which was a damn lie. Yeah, well, you know, the Bible says that you live by the, you're supposed to obey the laws of the land. Show me that in the scripture, because the laws of the land said it's right for two men to get married. Show me that in the scripture.
You know what? If this world, if there was no evil in this world would be totally turned upside down. It needs a balance. You need good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, because...
Go ahead, Chris.
No, go ahead. That's about it.
Okay,
you know,
well, that's why he say, I set forth before you good and evil. You choose the way that you would go.
Okay. You know, I'll get ready to... exactly. All right, yeah.
Yes,
well,
yes.
Right.
Yes,
we
a man has free will. Yeah, a man has free will to do whatever the hell he want to do. If he want to live straight and upright, he will do that regardless to how many times he's tempted, how many times he's tried and tested. Perfect example of that, read the book of Job.
Yeah.
Regardless of how many times something bad comes up against him. You know, we can just, I don't know, we can lose a car. And all the faith that we had because we had a good job and all of this shit and was going to church on Sunday because it looked real good because we had nice clothes and nice cars and all that stuff. We can lose that job and lose all that stuff and we'll turn and do a 360 and walk away from God. We would never walk with him in the first place. Absolutely.
Yep.
We were never walking with him in the first place. There's a big misconception that because you're going to church and because you're more especially a pastor of a big church, you should have a Learjet and all this stuff. And God don't want you to be poor, and God don't want you not to have. He said food and raiment, and you should be okay.
Hmm.
Food and clothing, you should be fine. He said about no mansion. What you need a mansion?
They go mega churches all over the place.
Yes, absolutely. These people take those scriptures and they flip them 360 ways. And the only reason you say, well, damn, why they have all those members still? Because a lot of the members that go to those places are relatives.
Yeah. You know what? As a matter of fact, I left the church because I didn't see any advancement in the church. But nobody else, and this was my thinking before you ever said this, 8 months ago I left the church, 8 months ago, because there was no advancement, it seemed like. But nobody else, and the relatives, which the new pastor was there for over 20 years, and I'm just, you know, analyzing stuff and doing my own investigation on stuff. Like, well, okay, all the deacons, all the choir members, all the choir, all basically the staff and decision makers were relatives getting awards, and everybody else is looking around like, okay, well, next time, praise the Lord. Like, no, there's no advancement here, and the pastor is only talking about, what does this have to, what things you're talking about right now, what does this have to do with me? Reflect on me or what you, I'm looking for a message. What are you saying? What can you say, take from the Bible, and better myself? I'm not really interested in the house that you have, or you're not bragging, blah, 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 and the car outside. God bless you with that. All right. You know, yeah, I left the church because of that. I just saw a lot of advancement for the relatives there. I'm like, no.
You know what? Hey, go ahead.
Because I'll say this, I'm going to have to cut it short. But if you actually go back and read your scripture, Easter is in the Bible one time. It was put in there by the Roman Catholics. And if you go to your Strong's Concordance and the word Easter in your Strong's Concordance should say Passover.
Mm. Mm.
So we should celebrate the Passover. And there are other celebrations in the Bible because the Bible was made for a specific group of people.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I'm going to ask you the question. What's part of Passover, man? What you supposed to do on Passover?
What is part of the Passover?
Yeah, what you supposed to do on Passover?
Well, as far as the Passover was, the Passover consisted of that was the day that Christ knew he was going to be given up. Now, what do you mean? What should you do? What do you mean exactly?
No, I'm just asking.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's the day that you should celebrate,
mm-hmm.
as far as with your feasting and all of these things. You know, you have
mm-hmm.
people that say, "Oh, it's Lent. I'm not going to eat meat," or it's this and that. No. This is the stuff that these pagans then threw on you and you accepted for a tradition. But
ooh.
You should be celebrating your okay, like you would do with Christmas without all the without all the pagan trees and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Passover, you have the Feast of Tabernacle, blowing out of trumpets. I can't think of all of the holy days specifically known in the Bible that's written of in the Bible, but those are the days that you are supposed to celebrate. You know, and they are considered to be holy days, not holidays. You know.
Okay. Yeah, but hey.
Yeah.
See, but those things you don't know unless you study and research.
Absolutely.
That,
and like
that
I said before, the Bible was written for a specific group of people that was put here to bring forth this message from the Bible to the rest of the world, the Gentiles. Because if you think about it, it always says he is the God of the Hebrews.
Hmm.
Right or wrong?
Yeah.
And there are many gods, but he is the Most High.
Hmm.
He is the God of the Hebrews. And you are supposed to, as a Hebrew, you are supposed to teach a Gentile. So that's why when you started your show, you were talking about all that calamity that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you get the word Jehovah, calamity.
Mm-hmm.
Calamity, which is not his name.
Mm.
That's where you get that word from.
Mm.
Calamity, absolutely. If those those Hebrews that were acting a fool would have known their place then and would have been living up to what they supposed to, then that would have never happened.
Hmm. Okay. Benny says, the Passover was for ancient Jews to commemorate being set free from slavery in Egypt. Hmm.
Oh, okay. I thought the Passover was set up for, the Passover lamb was the celebration lamb because Christ knew that he was about to be given up. And so that was prior. I mean, that was post, right?
Wait a minute.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey,
yeah.
Anybody else there?
Yeah.
You got quiet for a hot minute, yeah.
remember that Christ said to go and prepare the Passover lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was when he knew he was about to be given up. And no, Sunday is impossible. The third day, it's impossible.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that would mean, yeah, it just didn't come out right on that one. Yeah.
Mm. Right.
But, you know, of course, once again, that's somebody, you know, as for to make it meet whatever, you know, they wanted to meet, then, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what they wanted to say it do. But see, and once again, you know, that comes from studying and you know, and questioning. You know, a lot of times, that's another thing. We don't bother to question,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's funny because there's two things we never question. That's something a preacher tell you and a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Those two things you do not question.
And now they tell you to go get a second opinion from the doctor.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you question everything else, but those two individuals right there, we as black folk, we will not question them no matter what. And that's part of our problem.
You're right. You are right. And your it was mentioned before, the Seventh-day Adventist and the Jehovah's Witness. Like mm-hmm. I said, Jehovah is not his name either. And the Seventh-day Adventists, they still live how they want to live outside of the laws, the specific laws as far as dietary and such. And the thing is, they will never tell you or me that according to the scripture, we are the Jews according to the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and nowadays it says, oh, it doesn't matter who those people are. Well, if it didn't matter, then why did it say in the scripture to always give reference to those people and never say that they don't matter and don't try to graft everyone else in from the original 12 branches?
The original, yes. Oh, the original, huh?
The original 12 branches. Absolutely. Don't ever try to cut off the original 12 branches and say that they don't matter anymore. This is from scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paraphrasing it, but it's straight from scripture.
Okay, Benny says, the Passover was an annual Sabbath that was on Wednesday. Christ was crucified on Wednesday and rose Saturday in the evening, not Sunday morning. Dang on it.
Well, if you go back,
I mean, that's right, though. That's right.
If you go back to the scripture, it says that the two Marys were on their way there to the sepulchre on the first, and it was dawning upon the first day of the week.
So,
he was already gone.
Yeah, I put a link in the chat room. In fact, go to when y'all get a chance, letgodbetrue.com/Bible/holidays/Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And you see it there. You're like, okay, yeah. Christ
mm-hmm.
was crucified on a Sabbath Wednesday and rose on a Sabbath Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's what we've been saying. See?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if you go to church Sunday, I guarantee you sit there and listen because, you know, everybody going to be preaching about it. And what day is he going to, they're going to tell you he can't, he rose again? He
Sunday.
Sunday.
Because that's all they've been taught. And
I'm
he rose on the third day morning, Sunday morning. Yeah, that's all they've been taught. You couldn't scrub even some of these young black people's minds and take them away from this foolishness. You couldn't do it. I'm telling you, Vernon even posted, and I was up, me and one other person commented on it. He posted the Constantine thing on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
No more than two people commented on that. You know, this is good information that you should be passing along to your children, I think.
Hey, you know, like I was saying earlier in the show, I don't know where you was listening. You know, I'm telling you, I need to go to my Facebook page because me and Lo, we be putting it down up in there. Y'all, Lo keep having problems. But, man, I'm telling you, on my Facebook page, me and Lo, we be dropping some stuff in there. Y'all need to check it out. Antonio, I see you out there, man. Thank you for joining. We lost Lo again. All right, Lo, you need to hurry up and get back in here. You got 5 minutes. But but you see what I was saying earlier, Christo? You see that those things about Easter, you won't hear about it because nobody wants to talk about that. Even though they are the correct things, nobody's going to say anything about that. You know what I mean? Because of, as you say, tradition. You there? Hello? 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 Did I lose everybody?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Yeah, let's see. Let me get into Antonio in here. I know he may have something he want to say about. Antonio, you there? Uh-oh. I guess he's not. Oh, did I hit the wrong one? Okay, Goofy, you back?
Yeah, man. I'm actually on a date right now, but I'm out of town, so... I just want to call in.
Okay. All right. Well, what's up, Mr. Goofy? You on a date, huh? All right.
Well, I'm on an out-of-town date. I mean, I don't know how you would call that, but...
Okay.
You know.
Well, it depends on what you're doing.
Well, you know, I just came over here to bang her out, and I'm...
Okay.
Another day, and then I'm going to take off, come back home.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm on a goofy vacation. Can
goofy
I enjoy
vacation.
Myself?
All right. Make sure you pray about it first, brother.
Yeah, this is an interesting topic you guys are talking about. I mean, I'm religious to my own form where I don't need to you know, go off whatever somebody says. Like, you know, I don't go to church. Like, I'll sit here, I'll read the Bible, and, you know, I'll talk to, you know, myself with God and, you know, go over what, you know, I believe, and that's that, because you only believe what you see. I mean, people can tell you that, oh, this, this, that, and this, but, hey, if you haven't seen it, then, you know, you really don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I know what you believe.
Stop laughing at me. Why are you always laughing at me, man?
Because, Goofy, you know what? Yeah, I'm not going to lie. You real, man. You real. That's what I love you. You real, man. You don't hold it back, boy. I tell you. That's a good thing, though. That's a good thing.
You making fun of me like, you know, like if I was Joe and I had all the claps and stuff like that.
No. No, Joe was here earlier, but Joe didn't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah. You know.
But yeah.
Which I found interesting, you know, even you talk about religion, but Joe, like, he didn't even feel the religion thing today, you know.
Well, I mean, no, I mean, it's powerful. I mean, so many people could, you know, go say, hey, this is what happened. It happened on Wednesday and this and that. And I mean, I know a lot of people, you know, don't even do the research, but you have to say that they're the preachers. You know, they went to, you know, preacher college or whatever the heck or how they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Not getting nominated like some of these people do, but no, it's just used to be down with the church. I used to love going to church because when I was little, that was like the most happiest times of my life being at the church.
Uh-huh.
But you know, when I started realizing that, hey, you know, my money that I'm donating that my parents are just throwing away. I mean, this. I'm talking cash here. We're not talking about a little, you know, $20 offering. Maybe, you know, here's $100, $200 here. And, you know, it's all going, you know, to these, you know, pastors that have been voted in, you know, not never been to the pastor college. You know, they'll just read a little scripture and then they'll blend that scripture into their life or, you know, make a story out of it.
Mm.
And then that's how they do, you know, their preaching. Well, in my over here, this is what they do. I don't know what they do over there in your neck of the woods, but, you know, this is how they do it. And all that money, yeah, pastor comes with a brand new car. Oh, that's a nice car, pastor. Oh, the next week, oh, I just bought this other one, too. It's like, oh, really? So, yeah, the church over here saying, oh, you know, that we need to renovate and we ain't got no money for this and blah, 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 blah. I wonder where all that money's going sometimes. You know, it pissed me off because, you know, I was devoted. You know, I would throw money away too. Be like, here, you know, this is for the church. You know, I'm down. You know, here, I don't care. You know, boom, and the next thing you know, it goes to somebody. And a lot of reverends out here, they've been busted. You know, they're scamming. You know, taking that money, laundering it out somewhere else, and it comes squeaky clean until you find the paper trail. But,
yeah. You know, I've often said, you know, since you're going to run, many of these people are running these churches like they're big businesses. They disclose a financial, you know, statement at the end of each year so everybody can see where that money going. I always said that. You know, I know people look at me like, you crazy. But if I'm putting my money in there and, you know, I'm tithing like I'm supposed to and I'm putting my money, I want to know where my money going, especially since the pastor – especially the pastor walking around in brand new suits and wingtip shoes, and like you say, he's rolling deep. You know, he got rims and everything. You know, I'm still pushing a hoop there around. You know what I mean? I need to know.
The only thing I hate is when they talk about the story like I was poor, I was once poor. But yeah, you all shiny like a brand new penny now, motherfucker, aren't you? You know, it's. It pisses me off. You're right. It is a business. Because, you know, this one church that I used to go to, that it's all famous now. Well, anyways, they used to sell Bibles to people, but only get their Bibles. They don't want you to bring your Bible. They wanted you to buy their Bible.
Mm.
Just because it had the church name and, you know, had some, you know, it was like a...
It was advertising. It was like
when you go to the stadium games and you buy a program. It was like a program Bible, but for that church. and everyone would use it and da 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 da. But I was always like brainwashed to be like, come on, especially if this is your people, your church, your people. You should be handing them out for free, right?
Right.
If you care so much, if you love these people, not feed off your people. See, this is the power trip that people get. You know what I mean? It pisses me off. That's why I can sit here and just chill and just read the Bible by myself. It's just these people that they gonna corrupt, man. It's terrible.
Yeah,
terrible.
That's the best place to study.
I hope there's hell, because I would love to watch those people burn, for real. I would love to see them burn. Brand new fucking shoes, all bad, rocking with a nice pinstripe suit, acting like you were poor at one time. Oh man, you lucky I don't want to cuss on this show. That crazy. Cause I'll go ape shit. I'm sorry. I'm just gonna chill right here.
Oh, it's good, man. It's good.
Sorry, I'm not at my house, so I can't have a beer. And I'm over here drinking grape juice.
No.
You know what I mean?
All right, I understand. I understand. I understand. All right. Well, you know what? I'm about to finish it up anyway, because I got to go and check on my mini. He got a stomach virus, so I got to make sure he's okay. But, you know, we got to take care of our little ones. Some of us anyway need to do it. You know, we have to do it. Oh, okay. Antonio dropped. All right. Well, Goofy, since you last to come in, I'm going to let you be the first one to go out. So you go handle your business. Your final words, brother.
Well, since this is about religion, I guess I would say, you know, use your own, you know, judgments of religion. Don't follow somebody else's, like, kind of like cultish kind of, you know. Do it yourself, you know. It's easy by yourself. You have nobody, you know, judging you because you're not properly dressed, you know. Just be yourself, you know. God's there. I've had miracles from God, and I've always been thankful for God. And, you know, just be honest with your God, and your God will be honest with you. That's all I got to say.
All right. Cool. Thanks, Maya. I'll see you tomorrow if you ain't on one of your dates.
I'll try to make some time.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sit back.
All right, Chris.
Your
last one, man. Go ahead.
I like what he said. That's right. Be yourself. Look at the Word. Read the Word. Study the Word. Be the Word. I am the Word. That's all I got to say.
That's all you got to say. All right. I like that one. All right, Chris. See you tomorrow, man. Thanks for joining us.
Later.
All right. All right, y'all. Whew, Lord have mercy. I tell you, another good show. And you know what? We didn't have a lot of hooping and hollering, but we got some points across. So those out there listening, I hope you may have learned something. If you didn't, hey, just go and pick up your Bible and check it out yourself. Hey, you got the internet, you got the Bible. If you don't understand something, a word, look it up. You'd be surprised as the understanding come to you as you study. All right. Well, for my closing statements, let's see. On the show today, we discussed a Christian celebration called Easter. And although Easter is thought to be the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus, countless people, equally Christian and non-believers, actually accurately recognize what... Wait a minute, hold up. Okay, but countless people, Christian and non-believers, accurately recognize what Easter stands for. Once again, the significance of a spiritual celebration has been stained, twisted into commercial enterprises that our children have no hint what the correct importance is. You know, only thing they know about is new suits, dresses, baskets, colored eggs. Now, all this has taken over as motivation for Easter, for our children, but not only for our children, because for a lot of our adults feel the same way. That's all Easter is to them. They have no understanding about what it's supposed to be about. You know, how can we fault the children? How can we fault our children when the parents have stopped training and leading by example what this day is really about? How can we say it's the children's fault when we as the parents, we aren't teaching them what we need to teach them? And, yeah, stop teaching them all this craziness, man, about the Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy. I know that's all fine and dandy, yeah. Man. Tell your kids the truth. It's time to quit lying to our kids. You know, I think that's why we have so many incidents going on, because we don't tell our kids the truth a lot. You know, you don't have to talk to them like they're adults or what have you, but you can talk to them to the way they understand. If you got to draw cartoons or something, you know, but talk to our kids. Talk to them. Wake up, parents. Wake up, parents. Time is short, and our children will pay the ultimate price if we don't. Ignorance. All right, well, this is the show for today, y'all. On tomorrow's show, we will take a look at step parents. What decision-making power do you really have? That should be another good one. I remember last time we talked about that one. Oh, my. So that's what we're going to be talking about. Just remember to keep smiling, show appreciation, and forgive with an open heart. No, because you never know. You never know. All right, y'all. See y'all tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 12 p.m. Pacific. Until then, I am out of here. Y'all have a good one.
Ten, nine, eight, seven.
Shining bright and it's beautiful. I've got a date tonight with a lovely girl who's got